Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
True crime today. Andrew Tate, organized crime, human trafficking, and rape. Oh my!
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. So, yeah, those are some of the charges that Andrew Tate is facing in Romania, where he thought it would be a great place to go and live because he didn't like America and the establishment here, so Romania was a better idea. I'm sure that's the only reason. It was just opinions. He didn't like that, so why not Romania?
And it makes perfect sense to all of us.
I hear that they have great chili in the fall or in the winter.
And pizza,
and
apparently.
Pizza. And pizza are delicious there in Romania. But it's just... It's an interesting story because he tells his followers one thing on like why he does something or where he's going and they believe it, but it's a front for a whole other line of shit that he's doing. It's a Jeffrey Epstein thing.
I don't get for a minute why people follow him.
Yeah.
I don't get why he's a social influencer and he's a self-proclaimed misogynist.
Well, he
was, makes him highly unlikable,
and he wasn't even that big until last year.
Yeah.
When like suddenly it like misogynists I guess came out of the woodwork, because we've kind of established this world now where it's like that's cool again, and nobody was speaking up about it because they would you'd be canceled right away. But if you start out in things, I guess not being canceled, because it's already cancel world, so you're going into this going, cancel me, I'm already here, or I'm going to do whatever. And he got kicked off of YouTube, he got kicked off of Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and it did hurt his business, his Hustlers University,
whatever the hell that means.
That is it's basically an online group where he teaches young men how to be the response, or whatever is it here. It's here we go. Main business, Hustlers University, for aspiring. I wanted to read it correctly because I knew I wasn't going to BS it well enough. Aspiring alpha males that are taught lessons on crypto, which that's worked out well, I'm sure, stock investing, and freelancing.
What is that? And freelancing?
Freelancing,
and
I guess
what?
Anything. Yeah.
It's, in general, freelancing,
meaning like
copywriting,
you're going to have to do freelancing because
cooking?
No one will hire you. It's such a wide term. And somehow we are to believe that Andrew Tate with his business there, somehow that equated to buying all these homes, all these cars, all these... The numbers really don't add up when you look at it at all. Of how did you manage to pull that one off?
Well, when you get women, and kind of I don't want to say necessarily held him hostage. I don't know exactly what, but what he's been charged with would make some sense on how he's getting all this money.
I'm glad there's, I don't think that would even add up, even if that was what he, even if that is what he's doing.
He has a bunch of women with some successful OnlyFans pages.
It's not enough to buy like castles, like seven.
Okay, you've got a point.
It's not. I mean, in the cars he's buying, it's not. It's not enough. I mean, with what, I mean, he had a following. Yes, you can make money online, and I'm sure he did make a good chunk of it, but it wasn't that level of money. It really wasn't.
What about this idea? The whole crypto thing with that other story going on right now, Fried, I can't think of Andrew Bankman-Fried or something like that. You know, he was worth $1 zillion. Mm-hmm. And then when that collapsed.
Nothing.
Right? So now, you know, he's into crypto.
Maybe
so
he has a bunch of crypto
paper,
money.
He's worth all this money. So he's getting loans against that.
It's going to be a lot of
buying
fraud.
All this shit. And now, is that stuff paid for?
Well, that's the thing. I think that's what's going to be found next is because they've seized a bunch of property and things of his. I think at some point, they go, okay, we seized it. Great. We're going to get all this money. Oh, you mean he doesn't really own it?
Yeah.
You mean that this doesn't paid for? You mean,
Oh, there's a bank that owns this.
Yes.
Oh.
I think that's what, I mean, anyone with that toxic level of confidence and arrogance and douchebaggery is not
that's
legit.
That's a really good word for it. Douchebaggery.
He is. He's just a douchebag. The way he talks, the way he acts, there's nothing endearing about this guy.
And he sets the whole thing up because he obviously, this is my guess, deep in his brain, he knows like he's doing some illegal shit and could be found out. So for people who are following him, what better way than to post about they're going to come and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. So when it does happen,
exactly,
he could be like, see? See,
that's what
I
he's been setting himself up for the whole time in these last couple of months. Like they're going to be third strike. They're going to get me. They're going to take me away. And he's trying to make it that they're going to take him away because he's so influential and he's saying so many things that are so right. And everybody believes in. And because of that, they're going to take me away for that. No, it's probably the kind of harem brothel thing you got running in the back of the houses that you have going on there, and God knows what else that somehow inflates your ego to the level that it's at. I'm guessing probably rape and a lot of sex trafficking might be kind of down that road. I don't know. Other folks who have kind of had your level of arrogance and misogyny, R. Kelly comes to mind, and it's kind of weird. You walk around in the R. Kelly robe smoking the cigarette and you got the same facial hair as R. I'm kind of thinking you might, he's probably somebody high on your list of like influencers.
I never even thought of it like that.
He does. He looks like R. Kelly's mini-me.
That's a good point.
It's a sad... Yeah, I mean, he found a role to play, and he played it for a little while, but someone like that just... You don't see people like that really last forever with that level of insane arrogance and misogyny and narcissism.
And you know the Romanian laws are going to be different than the laws. You know, we think...
Yeah.
You get in terms of what we know.
You get tax credits there for running brothels. I don't know. You
but,
might.
So with them, you know, by seizing, you know, we might need a different level of proof or a different level of guilt before you can seize someone's home. I don't know. I'm going to guess things are probably different there. It's Romania versus the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're seizing property and... He's been under investigation by the Romanians since last April. So this has been going on a while. It wasn't just like they dove in and it's like, hey, no, they've got some reason.
Thursday searches come a day after Tate lost a second appeal this week at a Bucharest court where he challenged the seizure of assets by prosecutors in late December raids, including properties, land, and a fleet of luxury cars. More than 10 properties and land owned by companies registered to the Tate brothers have also been seized so far. Bola said that the court decided that the seizures are legal and that the goods remain at our disposal. If they can prove the Tates made money through human trafficking, the assets could be used to cover the expenses of the investigation and compensation for victims, she said. Thursday's search has come a day after Tate lost a second appeal this week at a Bucharest court where he challenged the seizure of assets by prosecutors in the late December raids, including properties, land, and a fleet of luxury vehicles. All right, that's the same part. I'm wondering, does he still have assets in America, or is everything, was he smart enough and wise enough to get everything out of the U.S.?
My guess, sorry, he was just attacked by a cat.
There's a cat walking across the mixing board.
My guess is he probably saw some shit coming down in the U.S. and was like, I hate the U.S. You know, I can't be the misogynist asshole I want to be in the U.S. So I'm leaving. I'm going to Romania. And for whatever reason, I don't know why Romania. But
why not Romania?
Yeah, right.
Have you tried Romania yet? We have a list here. It's not a top 10, but it's close enough. And if you are old enough to remember this, which you don't have to be that old, really, I think. You're at least like 15, you should remember this. We're going to do the Late Show top 8, I guess, of Andrew Tate quotes. So here we go. Number 8. If you put yourself in a position to be raped, you must bear some responsibility. That's a quote of Andrew Tate. Very nice. Number 7. This belief does discredit as a whole. Stick to the serious definitions and stop pretending normal male behavior is rape.
That one just is, like, all of these I find extremely disgusting.
If you're a male and you in any way think normal that it's normal to rape somebody, you're out of your mind. That's not okay, ever.
And there's such a difference between men having sex versus men raping somebody. There's a big difference there.
You can look at somebody and lust at somebody, but when you take that beyond out of your mind into something else, it gets creepy. And then if you go all the way to rape, yes, none of that's okay. That's not okay. But the scary part about that is he must have believed that most of his life to be able to say that. Or it's just all part of his shtick of, you know, shocking people.
And I think that could be part of it too.
Number 6. Why would you be with a woman who's not a virgin anyway? She's used goods, secondhand. That's another line from Mr. Tate. Seems like a lovely guy that you'd want to look up to. He's a male figure.
And it just makes you think he likes to actually rape
virgins. Yes. Again, kind of R. Kelly-ish. Okay, so here's another one. So, number 5. So, people defend depression. They get angry when I say this because they need this bullshit to justify their own failures. By admitting I'm right, they need to work hard and make themselves happy. To avoid the work, argue with me and pretend depression is a thing.
Right?
I don't like,
and like that right there. He doesn't even understand what depression is.
No,
he's like, well, then you just snap out of it. Basically, if you're depressed,
it's like turn that frown upside down.
Exactly.
And but it also kind of says to justify their own failures. There's a huge majority of ridiculously successful people that suffer from depression and anxiety. It's also like kind of what drives people sometimes as well as holds them back. But that just doesn't.
But then that whole line, because they need this bullshit to justify their own failures. No,
that's not what it's about.
Failures
at all.
Doesn't necessarily even connect to depression.
It doesn't. Another one, number 4. By extension, if I have responsibility over her, then I must have a degree of authority.
What does that even?
I don't even know what that means. Where it's like, if you have responsibility, you have authority.
Over her. Bothers me. So if she's my girlfriend, I have some responsibility over her because she's my girlfriend, then I have authority over her.
Responsibility is a weird way of saying it. It's like, that's, I guess it's a way it's responsibility, but it's more so love and care for someone. That you're looking out for them? Is that what he's equating with responsibility?
Those aren't two words in his vocabulary.
They're not the same thing, but he's saying it's responsibility. Yeah, I mean, be a responsible adult, be a responsible man, but that then doesn't entitle you to authority.
But I think that if I think it might be the number one one.
Yeah.
That might kind of make that make more sense. But with him as a man, the man is responsible for the woman. I think in his line of thinking the woman's a lesser person than the man.
Yeah.
And that therefore you have responsibility and authority over her.
Well, I think this is kind of part of how he grooms people is by saying these sort of things. Yeah. Is, well, if I'm responsible for you, and the way he talks is so fucking weird. Like, so I can't even emulate
it.
If I'm responsible over you, then I must have a degree of authority, because if I'm going to be there for you, if someone's going to attack you, someone's going to rape you, I'm going to be there. I'm going to stop them from doing that. That must mean that I have authority over you as well. Correct? Okay. My pants are unzipped.
I hate to applaud that, but that was kind of really how he talks. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking nuts. Number three, one of the best things about being a man is being territorial and being able to say, that's mine. That's one of the best things about being a man.
Because then you can point at your house, your car, your woman.
If you're insanely a narcissistic male, yes, I guess.
That's my girlfriend. That's mine.
But you're kind of missing out on, like, I don't know, some of the most important parts of life if that's how you're registering things emotionally. Number two, I'm not a rapist, but I like the idea of just being able to do what I want. I like being free. I like the idea of being able to do what I want.
But
when talking about rape,
I know. So that sentence, if it was just, I like the idea of being able to do what I want. I like being free. That's great. But you added the rapist part. So you are a rapist then, because if you felt compelled to say, I'm not a rapist, but
anytime that words come out, I'm not a rapist, but.
By adding the but, by adding that disclaimer, mm-hmm. you're a rapist. You're a rapist. Period.
And even if you put it in the other way, I like the idea of just being able to do what I want. I like being free. I'm not a rapist. Do it in reverse. Any way you place this, it doesn't make any sense.
It's like, I don't want to work so hard. I want more free time because I like just being able to do what I want. I like being free.
Slow down talking and maybe you won't say so much dumb shit. Another one. Number one on the Andrew Tate list of eight dumb things. Every day, read the Bible. Every single man has multiple wives. Not a single woman has multiple husbands. It's against the will of God. It's disgusting. I don't even know what that one means, because it's almost like, it's the will of God to have multiple wives, or it is the will according to him, but what's against the will of God for women to have?
Yeah.
More. Okay.
So that, so he's saying that's disgusting. Yeah. So a man is meant to have multiple wives, do what he wants, but because the woman's subservient to the man, a woman can't have men subservient to her. That's against the will of God.
I love how he grooms people with the Bible too.
Yeah, but read the Bible, which he obviously hasn't.
Yeah.
Because all the other shit, like, how about, you know, be kind.
Yeah.
You know,
love your neighbor as yourself.
Basic adultery, commandments, you know?
The commandment, everything, pretty much everything. But there you go. That's the Andrew Tate. Eight dumb things. I miss Letterman. You ever watch the My Next Guest on Netflix?
Yeah, I haven't seen all of them, but I like the way he interviews people.
It's good. So that's all I got on Andrew Tate for today.
He's an asshole. He's a misogynist. He's scary. But he's proud of being a misogynist. Like, the more outrageous he is, the more attention he gets and the more he likes that.
It didn't used to be a virtue to be ignorant, but
I like the fact that he and his brother are both in a Romanian jail.
Yeah, this should end well. I can't wait to watch the rest of season one here as this continues on. All right, if you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Don't miss any breaking updates and stories from the True Crime Today channel. And get a commercial free right now on Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free right there. Lock your doors and hide.
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.